Occupy Our Stories received the following letter from a person serving time in a Texas prison. He began serving time when he was 19 on an attempted murder and drug charge. He writes to us about one of his first job assignments while incarcerated. I was given a lay-in, which is just a piece of paper you get the night before telling you what your appointment is, whether it's for the infirmary or whatever it is. Well, mine was for my first job assignment in TDC, which I had no clue about. It was to work in the fields with an Aggie, but at that time it was cotton season, and little did I know I was in for a hell of a summer. We would wake up at 4:30 a.m. and were loaded in a big-ass trailer that was drugged by a tractor that took us to field upon fields of cot rows for miles. We were given a huge plastic bag and were assigned to a row for each person, and was told if we stopped picking cotton for any reason, that would be our ass. Some people would literally fall out, and some others would just break under the pressure of being pretty much treated like a slave, and got paid nothing, but maybe a drink of water once every few hours, and limited to that. You could probably only imagine what that might have been like. By the end of my first day of the fields, I was so drained, I thought to myself, these people are evil, man. And my back was so sore, it was pitiful, because we had to stay bent over, picking cotton the whole time, and were not allowed to kneel down or stand up straight. So that left me with only one option, and that was to just say, fuck y'all hoes, I ain't doing shit. But the only problem to that was that they had these little cages that were sitting directly in the sun and were so tiny that you could not move or stand up at all. And to top it off, these bitch-ass bird cages were painted black to make sure you had plenty company from the sun's Texas heat. And you better not say one word or you would get an ass whooping you would never forget. So I said to myself, hell no. I wasn't going to piss these field bosses off any more than they already were. As that first summer dragged out, I eventually got used to it, only because I didn't have any other choice. After that, I had felt like I somewhat experienced what the slaves did, all but the whips. How could someone be that cruel? I will tell you this, that shit can make a grown man cry. I should be seeing parole in about 6 months and look forward to reaching out to troubled youths who are headed down the wrong path like I did. Maybe I could save someone from screwing their life up. I sure wish someone would have saved mine. I will go for now. It's time to put my game face back on and face something called reality.